LGBTQ Community Criticizes King of the Hill Voice Actor Murder Investigation. By Randy Clark on June 6, 2025. San Antonio, Texas. Members of the LGBTQ community attended a community meeting hosted by the San Antonio Police Department and the San Antonio Pride Organization aimed at addressing speculation about the murder of Jonathan Jaws, a voice actor. Jaws, an openly gay man who provided the voice for the character of John Redcorn on King of the Hill, was murdered in San Antonio on Sunday. Breitbart, Texas visited the crime scene on Dorsey Drive and attended the community meeting in San Antonio on Thursday evening. San Antonio Police Chief William P. McManus addressed the crowd and quickly bore the brunt of criticism from the LGBTQ community. Attendees were angry over a swiftly issued social media post and press release by the San Antonio Police Department declaring the murder of Jaws not a hate crime. McManus, who became the chief of the San Antonio Police Department, SAPD, in April 2006, quickly walked back information contained in the press release and social media post. The press release and posts were released within a day of the murder. The issue was the first item on the agenda addressed by McManus, who told the crowd, "First thing is the press release, that went out. That went out prematurely, it never should have gone out." Saying that we didn't have any evidence that it was a hate crime. SAPD Homicide is currently investigating the murder of Mr. Jonathan Jaws. Despite online claims of this being a hate crime, currently the investigation has found no evidence to indicate that the Mr. Jaws's murder was related to his sexual orientation. San Antonio PD, at Saks Police, June 2, 2025. McManus told the crowd of slightly more than 100 residents gathered at the community meeting that he could not provide all the details of the ongoing investigation into the murder of Jaws. McManus said numerous police calls for service had been made to the Dorsey Drive address long before the murder occurred. McManus added, "Jaws made some of the calls and some were made because of him." The circumstances surrounding the murder in front of the actor's home on Dorsey Drive led some in the LGBTQ community to believe the killing should be considered a hate crime. They voiced anger after the premature statements made by the SAPD. According to police, Jaws was found dead near the roadway of his home on Sunday, where they responded and attempted life-saving measures that proved ineffective. Jaws was allegedly killed by a neighbor who was later arrested near the scene. According to police, a witness drove Jaws to his home on Sunday, which had burned to the ground earlier this year. Jaws continued to collect mail at the address since the date of the fire. After arriving at the property, police say a neighbor, Sigfredo Saya, drove up to the car Jaws was riding in and began to engage in a verbal confrontation. The witness told police she heard Saya tell Jaws he had a gun and would shoot. After arriving at the scene, Saya was arrested on suspicion of murder. The police say Saya had a rifle at the time of the murder. In a social media post by Tristan Kernda Gonzalez, the husband of Jaws, he says he was present during the murder and that Jaws died in his arms. According to Gonzalez, both had been harassed by the person who allegedly shot Jaws because of their sexual orientation and relationship. In a post shortly before the joint community meeting, Tristan Kernda Gonzalez, who did not attend, posted a short statement on Facebook criticizing the police investigation, saying, "My husband Jonathan Jaws was murdered in a hate crime. He spent years asking for help, reporting threats, begging for protection. The police ignored him. Now they want to act like they care about queer lives and indigenous lives. They don't. This is not justice. This is a performance." The attendees at Thursday's meeting were not letting McManus off the hook. Many questioned the chief about police response to the prior calls related to Jaws and others involving LGBTQ harassment. McManus provided the crowd with phone numbers to his office and the SAPD Internal Affairs Office. McManus promised to improve relations between his department and the LGBTQ community. The quarrel involving Jaws and his alleged murderer has been complicated by years of reports and complaints by neighbors of erratic behavior by Jaws in the community. On the day of the murder, a neighbor captured a video of Jaws pacing the community, shouting as he waved a pitchfork. The video obtained by XAT12 News and presented in a subsequent report clearly shows an agitated Jaws carrying the pitchfork on the street on the day of the murder, according to the witness. In another local news report by MissSanAntonio.com, other neighbors described irrational behavior by the voice actor preceding the murder. One neighbor, who asked to remain anonymous, told MissSanAntonio.com Joss would always do erratic things in the street, and claimed he was God. The neighbors alleged that they called the police regarding his behavior, but did not receive a response. The crowd of attendees, although harshly critical of McManus and his department, remained respectful during the meeting. During several question and answer volleys, some, however, became heated, with one attendee heckling McManus as he left the stage. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkJ.